Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello, this is podcast Red News podcast 183. We've just watched United against Everton,
no!
And we're in the PEV with Danny, Paul, John, and Steve somewhere. Hello, Danny. What do you think of today?
Hi, mate. I thought Everton had come and be solid as a rock. Thought they'd defend. You know, we thought it could even be 0-0. I thought they were absolutely wide open. Wide open. I was gobsmacked how we just went through them. It's like the Alamo at the first half. How we didn't score 8, I don't know. And yeah, you could say Pickford made a few saves, but maybe we shot a lot of them right down his throat. I don't know. I don't think you can blame their defence. Their midfield was just non-existent. And, you know, good win. I thought we played very, very well. But did we play as well as I thought? Or were Everton just utter shite? I don't know. Can't work it out.
I saw it outside. He missed from...
Who? Wan-Bissaka's this?
It's horrendous.
At half time we had 21 shots in that first half, and how we're not scoring more than one.
How many on target?
I think it was 6 or 8 maybe.
So how many shots in the whole game? Because I say 22, Steve says 29.
It didn't feel like we had a lot in the second half, did it? But one thing Everton were playing just so high, and we were just playing that ball over, and like Rashford was through, Anthony was through. There were so many times that we were through on goal, and just couldn't finish it today.
Well, I did enjoy that. It was a good game.
It was
to watch.
Oh yeah, it was insane. It was really good.
I thought it was pretty mad watch really, because Everton were as open as any Premier League team I've ever seen. I'm not sure I've ever seen any Premier League team as open as that. It's just like absolutely woeful. But as regards the possibility of them going down, it's like if that's them currently, then it's a very real possibility. I thought we played well, United. I thought they played really well on Wednesday against Brentford, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I thought we played well today as well. The worry would be if we weren't making chances, but we are making loads and loads of chances. They looked, for me, as fluent and as comfortable as they've been on the ball as they've been in a long time. I'm quite happy with that today. I thought it was really, really comfortable. And routine home wins are just like, it's nice to have them back. You know, the home form is so strong.
It was
a routine home win today. It was very, 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 very comfortable. I don't know what the score is with Rashford. I've read online subsequently that it might be something serious. They'll find that out in the next 48 hours. I don't know, but which is obviously a worry, because you know. Everyone knows we're desperate for a striker. If we had that team would be a dramatically different team than what they are now. But I thought it was good today. I thought they played really well.
Sorry, lads.
What happened?
A couple more at the back. Sorry, mate.
One thing that Paul said there is, you know, we've played well on Wednesday, played well today, which I thought, yeah, he's right, both games, but is the coincidence there, I mean, shoot me down if you want, that Beggars didn't play in either game?
But we know it's essentially, God bless him, he's shite, isn't he?
Answer the question then. Is that the connection that he doesn't play and we play well? I'm not having a go at him. He's not
Sancho
good. He's
shy.
Not.
Sancho was shy. I don't think he played well at all.
Did I tell you? I don't know if I told you. My daughter, she's just 11. She keyed up some rubbish on TikTok last night about the 10 most paid players that played for United. De Gea's top. Second is Sancho.
How can Sancho be second most played player and Rashford was like ninth? I know money doesn't really come into it for us.
Because he moved at the perfect time, didn't he? He joined United when he was at the stage where, that stage in his career where there was a shed full of teams after him.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, you can't blame
him.
He
joined us on top money. And I agree with you. I don't think he's got it. For me, he lacks the heart or you know what I mean? He's just missing... He's not quite got the cajones.
Well, there was one thing I thought today. There was something I thought today, and I thought it's quite interesting. And I know that, like, we've said it to death about Weghorst and his final product, but I think he tries and he gives a shit.
He's just not good enough.
No, exactly. Yeah. But
and that's not his fault.
I think Sabitzer's quite the same. Like, and is it because they're on loan and they're like they're trying to earn the spot? Whereas if you sign, like with Sancho or whatever, you've got your contract, what does it matter? Do you know what I mean? Sabitzer today, I really rate him, and I think, I hope that we'll sign him. I don't think when we've got all our players, I don't think he's the one who'll be starting every week, but I think he's good, and I just thought today he was putting in the legwork, and it's like, is it because the likes of Sabitzer and the likes of Weghorst, they're not guaranteed to be here next season. They're having to, every single time they play, they're having to earn their position.
I think that's how.
Do you know what I mean?
I think that's how I shown on someone like Sancho, why would you, if you were in his position, you'd want to be good. You'd want to be better than you are. You'd want to be making a contribution to a winning team. If you're not making a contribution to a winning team, you're going to feel like you're shit.
Unless you're Phil Jones, then you'll just take the money and fucking...
Well, yeah, obviously. But,
the thing about Sancho that I thought about today, you've got Garnacho wants the ball. You could kick him, foul him, he'd be up and he's still asking for the ball. Ronaldo wants the ball. Top players want the ball. He doesn't want the ball. He's not screaming for the ball. He's almost hiding on the field. He's not good enough.
I think it's a little bit more nuanced than that, in that it comes down to age, background, mentality, raw talent. Sancho wants to do it. I think essentially he's lacking that thing, and I'm sure he's not quite got the confidence.
I think it's mad that we've just won 2-0. It could easily, on another day, it could have been 6-0, 7-0.
Easily.
But I don't know, it's just.
So here's another thing. Who played
just before we carry on, like, one thing about Weghorst, I'm not going to be too critical of him, because I would far rather him be toiling around up front than Ronaldo, who fucking frankly disgraced himself in the first half of the season for United. I know he's limited.
That's what I was trying to say before.
He tried, he's just not good enough.
But despite him being slightly sort of out of his depth, out of his comfort zone, I still think he offered far more at Manchester United 2023 than what Ronaldo was. And I wish that was different, because Ronaldo could have been superb for United this season. If his head had been different, he would have accepted the fact that he's like, his legs were going and he was no longer a first choice starter. He could have played a load of games for United this year.
Oh, that's the difference. Weghorst is, oh my God, I'm at Manchester United.
He
can't believe it.
Ronaldo is different, just missed.
He's the superstar.
Yeah, but if he'd accepted the fact that, hang on, I'm 37 years old, my legs are going, but I can be a key figure in this squad, in that, like, bringing the other players
on.
And, like, coming off the bench, impact sub and all that. Ronaldo could have been brilliant for United this year. He would have played 20, he would have started 34
games. His goals were unquestionable.
With Martial missing, I've got no doubt that Ronaldo could have been far more productive than Weghorst could have been over the last 3 or 4 months. But it's his ego that meant that his position was untenable.
Yeah.
Whereas, but that's just on him.
Yeah.
You know, fair, no, fucking go to Saudi Arabia, play, you know, score your 15 goals, have your defenders on social media saying you're still at that level. But that's just his loss for me, in that he could have still been a key figure at Manchester United. But that was his choice to take himself out of that. Yeah, he couldn't handle it.
Well, he could be sat in the League Cup, the FA Cup, and Europa, and he could have been a big part. And he chose not to.
He couldn't handle admitting to himself, to the rest of the squad,
that he wasn't the best in the world.
I'm not at that level anymore.
And he knows it. We all know it.
Well, by the fact where he's moved and the football he's played.
Yeah, that aside.
But that's him. That's him in a nutshell. He needs to be the main man. And now he's the main man.
He's the main man playing for Gloss at North End. You know what I mean?
He probably still will be. He will be a Gloss or whatever when he's 52.
Anyway, so, question for you. Who played well today? And the one that jumped out at me today was McTominay. I thought McTominay played very well.
Zabitza played alright. Rashford
was shit. The thing I did notice today was against a very poor side, or I thought poor side, the lack of crossing the ball. So we signed Kane in the summer, and Kane relies on, let's say we do, I'm not saying we will, let's say we do.
We're not set up to help.
He relies on people crossing the ball.
I don't think he does. I think Kane's a great
He's a forward, a centre forward.
Kane would be a great signing for United, but it's short term thinking.
Yeah, short term, yeah.
It's 1 to 2 years.
Who's he got that can cross a fucking ball?
No, but I don't think. I think you're talking down.
You're Wan-Bissaka's in that. Don't go. You're not your Gary Neville's or your Beckham.
Kane isn't just about converting crosses, is he? Kane's a great footballer.
Kane's
a great link-up player. He could play anywhere in that final third. He can knock it into his feet. He lays it off. That's his main strength as opposed to his goal. I think it'd be great for United, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure that level of player is where we should be thinking. I think we should be like more looking at someone for the future.
You know, for the amount of money that it'll cost.
Inevitably.
And he's only got 1 year
United,
on his contract.
It's always the sell-on value, isn't it?
You're going to be looking at 80... No, not the sell-on value.
That's not just
what it's going to cost. It's going to cost 80 million quid.
Think.
Yeah. But it's a short-term signing. For me, I'd be more excited about signing someone of that fucking talent level who's 23 or 24.
Why I've said that. I know he's not the finished product, but from what I've seen of that Evan Ferguson,
the kid from Brighton,
that looks like something.
You sign Kane and you sign him as well. That's what City are doing, aren't they? City are signing Haaland and they're signing
Alvarez
as well. It's like United back in the day, you know, when we were good, when we were fucking proper. You're signing Hernandez as your one for the future, and you're signing the likes of your Van Persie. That's what you do.
Anyway, the point was,
you're functioning properly.
The point was, we can't cross the fucking ball. That was before. So, name one player that can cross the fucking ball. There's your sharp running to the byline across it, your Giggs. Oh, you fucking, you know, Kanchelskis.
We just don't play that.
And all right, there's an element of the 4-4-2 and running to the byline and this, that, and the other is gone. But I watched Wan-Bissaka today turn back on himself, and I'm like, what are you doing? Get it in the mixer. Get it in the middle.
What I will say today is that Bruno has been absolutely superb.
Do you notice how deep he was playing today?
Yeah. Wednesday and today is absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, come on.
Hello, Steve.
Hi. How are we?
I'm all right.
I think everyone's like crowding around to see if I'm going to say something that I shouldn't say, but I'm not. Just echo what Danny said before, we're playing with wingers, but there's absolutely no point playing with wingers if you're not going to ping a ball in the box. I think it's blatantly obvious, we're crying out for a striker. We could be 3-0 up after half an hour, job done, but we haven't got someone who puts the ball in the back of the net at the minute. I enjoyed the game today, to be honest. I thought we played well. I thought that Tomane was great midweek. I thought he was bang average today, and I think that's the problem we've got in a minute. We've got a lot of squad players who are sort of in and out of form. What else have you been talking about, Nathan?
Pretty much just that. Any other?
I've got some hates.
Go on.
I've been writing them down. So Barney says I'm not allowed to talk about everything that we wanted to talk about. So we're not allowed to talk about like
stuff.
Good
yeah.
Morning TV and the presenters of that. We're not allowed to talk about like other stuff. My hate of the week though is, so I've had a week off this week and I've been to the gym, and what annoys me is there's always some cunt upside down on something, and I don't understand why. Every time I go in there's always like some cunt upside down on some,
on
like a piece of gym equipment that you should be upside down on.
What are you talking about, gym?
Yeah, just like, why are you upside down? Just go to the gym. Stop wearing shit clothes and stop being upside down.
So you don't like people being upside down in general?
I'm all right with people being upside down if they're meant to be upside down. Like, so, like, for that example, I don't really like Australians, if I'm honest. But it
fucking point, people being upside down, it's fair enough, that's your pet hate.
I just don't think they should be fucking upside down.
People want to be upside down.
When there's equipment for them.
Has anyone got any other pet hates?
If there's equipment for them that doesn't involve them being upside down, fucking use that. Why are you like using a Smith machine to like a Smith machine, for those who don't know, it's like basically like a lazy
using the Smith machine to be upside down.
Smith machine this guy was doing his legs. But also that leads me on to another point, because his mate was fucking TikToking him or Instagramming him. And I don't understand. So it's not only like, right, yeah, I'm being a dick, I'm upside down, but here's my mate videoing me being a dick, being upside down.
I've got a lifelong aversion to anyone using a gym. I just think that I'm a nonsensical waste of time. If you want to do exercise, there's plenty of fucking places in the world, like outside.
Can I just point out, you could alienate all of Barney's audience, because Barney's audience are big gym goers, big gym goers. Gym goers, you're alienating.
It's absolutely shiny shit.
No, absolutely. No, it's fucking. Glad. No, for me, it's absolutely shiny fucking shit. Nonsensical. Millennial waste of time. Ooh. Using gyms, full stop. Yeah, absolutely. Fucking nonsense. You've got parks, you've got the fucking streets. If you want to go running, go running. You don't need to run on a machine.
Yeah, okay,
you want to lift weights. Yeah, but there's
you sounded like Dr. Dre then, talking about running on the streets.
This is no, there's plenty.
And using the word nonsensical.
Stop banging on the table. Rule 73.
Oh, rule 73. Sorry.
There's plenty of things, heavy things, in you might encounter in your daily life. Plant pots,
pines,
trees, rocks. You know what I mean? Just fucking use your imagination as opposed to going in a fucking gym wearing lycra clothing. It's absolute nonsense.
Can I just say, the only plants that this lot know, the smoke, and the only rocks that they like burn and sniff.
I don't wear lycra in the gym.
He does.
However, if people want to wear lycra, that's absolutely fine. I disagree in terms of...
I just think it's nonsense, Steve. You can walk around your neighbourhood as opposed to walking on a walking machine. And why anyone would want to lift heavy weights? What's the point in that?
Man's got to get henge. This is what mans are into nowadays.
I, as a millennial, I have got a bit of a hate in addition to the getting Hench like segment, one of my big hates personally is when you speak into your phone, but you're not speaking into your phone properly. You're speaking into it from a distance, like an apprentice contestant.
I am with you.
I'm with it.
I find it
frightening. It's like you've got a conversation so important that every person in the bar needs to hear you.
Fucking 100%. Does my
edit. Does my edit.
So yeah, on that, do you think we're going to win against Seville on Thursday?
Overall, yeah.
I hope so. I think it'd be tough. I think everyone in this little room in the Peveril is excited to go on holiday to Budapest.
I booked it, me and Paul have booked. We shared a room, me and Paul.
But you and Paul booked.
You shared a bed even.
To be fair, you and Paul booked anywhere. And you're just happy to get away?
No, not anywhere. Not anywhere.
Anywhere?
Five star. No.
Oh, I'm a bit worried. They've got such good pedigree, though. They've got such good pedigree. And we have this situation where we're really hoping for this as a next step in our progression. But for them, this is just normal for them. It's normal. So it's just, for me, it could be a stumbling block.
Delete that. We only got positive shit.
any final words?
Final words. No, I think we'll piss Seville. I don't think that'll be a problem at all.
Trim, we'll get top four.
Yeah, easy peasy. Absolutely, a double or top.
He said easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
I think we could. I think. I'm convinced we could even finish third.
Is that a reflection of my age? Saying it, using the phrase easy peasy. No, I think it'd be an absolute doddle. I just hope we get Lisbon. Because it'd be more fun than Chirin, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Chirin would be moody as fuck.
I just think Lisbon in the semi would be ace. Like, mega. Like, yeah, let's have that.
Yeah.
Lisbon, Budapest. NYC, baby.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
We should mention that it's like Paul's 50th soon, and that's why he wants to go to New York City. So, United, don't fuck it up. Sort it out. And Danny's nearly 50 as well. When's your 50th, Danny?
November. After
Where
Paul's.
Where are you going to go for
yours? Gossip.
Watford away.
whoever's got that weekend. Villa.
I've missed this next train, so we need to get another pint.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because I've been fucking carrying on with it.
Right. So, it's your fault, audience, that Paul's now missed his train.
Yeah, the coat's off again.
Coat's off. So it's your round, actually.
Right round as well,
and you get a pint and I'll have a half. You could do it the opposite way around.
Getting disentangled.
Right, I'll call it a day.
Well done.
Thanks for joining.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying the mag. And
sorry for the ramblings of
glory, Man United.
God bless.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Please support the Red News Hub campaign. It keeps the Meg and Pods going for next season, and we're currently 145 short of target. Up the fucking red.